Okay, today is Daf Memchet from the top line of Memchet. The next thing in the Mishnah said, Par b'tzi'ir shel Yom HaKippurim. The par of the tzi'ir on Yom Kippur were shechted in the northern part of the Azara. Says the Gemar Michti, wait a minute, Tzafon ba'olaktiv. How do you know it's in the north? Because it says it by Ola, and everything's learned down from Ola. Shouldn't Ola be first? Nisni Ola b'resha. Shouldn't Ola be first? Why isn't Ola first? The Gemara says, Chatos, well, a Chatos, ID the Asi Midrasha, the Chatos comes from a Drasha, therefore, Chaviv lay, therefore it's more Chaviv, so they put those first. Says Rashi, Mehekesha, it's a Hekesh. The Siv, the Makom Asher Tishchat Ha'ola. Everyone, what kind of Hekesh is that? It's not a Hekesh. What kind of Drasha is that? It says, where's the Chatos done? Wherever the Ola's done. What kind of big drush is that? It says that ever the, but by the Ola says the word tzafon. But Ola says the word tzafon. It says, wherever you check the Ola, check the chatas. What kind of drush is that? What kind of heckish is that? So excited to, not only that, the Gemara many times will say something like, the Mishnah puts the following order. Well, the Torah comes first. What for favor is comes first. And what's learned out comes second. So, you know, different tanoim had different preferences. Okay. So interesting. That. It's not really a drasha. It's not really a hekesh. It's not a hekesh at all. But that's what the Rashi said. Anyway, so Nisni Chatas Hachitzonos. So I aren't the regular run-of-the-mill Chatas mentioned first. Those are actually more common, they're more comparable. So the Gemara says, the Gemara says, I did the Nisnas Daman L'Snai V'L'Snim Chavivalei. Well, since the Dam is brought L'Snai V'L'Snim, the dam is brought in the Kodesh Kedusha. That's very unique. That's very chaviv, and that's why these are mentioned first. Now, v'tzafona ba'ola hechiksiva. Where does it say that that ola is done in the tzafon? Where does it say that? It's the black white part. V'shachat oto yarach hamizbeach tzafona. It says tzafon. Ashkechan ben tzon. That is true if it's a tzon. What's a tzon? Tzon are flocks. The smaller animals, sheep, goats. Ben Bakar or Manolan. What about a Ben Bakar? What about a bull, ox, right? So Amar Kra, the im min hatzon, right? That's the very, it's not the next pasuk at all. It's many took him later. The first, where it says that the old is gone in the north, is in Perak Aleph, pasuk Yud. Perak Aleph of Vayikra, pasuk Yud, the Vayikra starts off with Ola. Says, by the way, son of the north. Then, in Perek Hay, Pasuk Yud Zayin, it says the following thing. The im nefesh ki tsechta. Yes, I'm sorry. What's up? What? I'm sorry. When I said it's completely wrong. The Pasuk says, in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Pasuk Yud Aleph, it says that you do it on the north. Pasuk Yud, the Pasuk before said, the im min hatzon karbono, min hakvasit, min haksavim u'idim, la'ola, zachar, tamim, yakvivenu. So, vav, mosif, al inyan rishon, v'limet elyon mitachon. Since we have a vav over there, it's one big sukkia, therefore, all types of animals apply to a carbon ola. That makes sense. If you, some people don't learn these vows like this. What are you going to say if you don't learn that? Sorry, thank you. There are some, we're going to see now in a minute, there are some Tanayim. Don't learn this Vav issue. They won't learn different parshas with Vav. The Tanya, because you have a bride that says like this. V'im nefesh. So we know that there's such a thing as a carbon asham. What's a carbon asham? A carbon asham is you have a suffix if you did not have a. What about, so based, now there's a machloket, there's also something, there are also some asham that are not done from suffix. They're not done from suffix, but they're done from Averis. For example, Hashem Ila, Hashem Gzela, Shifa Harufa. What if you have a Satek if you were over Me'ila? Are you an Hashem for that? So I hold it tonight. Why? So it says, V'im Nefesh, L'chayev al Satek Me'ilos, Hashem Taloi, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, you bring an Hashem Taloi, and you have a Satek if you didn't Me'ila. The Chachamim Potrin, Chachamim say, no. My love, Hakam Eflagi, what are you arguing about? Can I focus on that? Rabbi Akiva, Marzav, Rabbi Akiva holds, L'meitim. No, we learned all the inyonim of Asham together. Therefore, whatever applies by one applies by all. Umar Sabar, Elamit. No, you don't do that. So what do you see? It's a machloket. So those who don't hold from it, and Rabbi Akiva is the odd man out, that's nothing. He holds from it. The Chacham don't hold from it. So Amar Papa, no. Kuliyam Elamit. Everybody holds from it. Everybody holds from that drasha. Why do the Chacham say there's no suffix? There's no carbon usham by a suffix Me'ila. A different reason entirely. And the Pesukim are going to fly now. Hayna time of Darabanan. There's a different reason. Nemar Kan Mitzvot. It says by usham Mitzvot. But Nemar B'chatas Chelev Mitzvot. And by ordinary Chatas, it says Mitzvot. Chatas Chelev is the name for the ordinary Chatas. Run of the mill Chatas. Why is it called Chatas Chelev? Two reasons. First of all, Chelev was a very common reason why somebody would bring a chatas, and the kavanas of chatas are written right next to the ikar eating chelav. Now the haladav shechiyav and al zedona kares bel shechigas of chatas, just like a carbon chatas is only brought if you would do it b'mezid, you would get kares or if you did it b'mezid, you'd be chayef kares. Afkan shechiyav and al zedona kares bel shechigas of chatas. So too. Only time you bring in asham is if you did it on purpose, you get kares. There's no kares if you do the ilah on purpose. You get kares for that. Now to do it, you get kares for that. You touch, you use the base of it, you don't get kares for that. What? So you don't get kares. So therefore, the bakar for asham is learned out of chatas. Just like you only bring a chatas if it's something that you get kares for. So too, Asham only saying in Kari. For therefore, if it's a suffix Me'ila, there's no Asham for that. You know why? Because it's not Kari. Nothing to do with the Vav issue. Rabbi Akiva. What does Rabbi Akiva do with the Zereshava? Ma lahala bikavua. Just like a Chatos is a set type. Afkan bikavua. So too, a carbon Me'ila, a carbon Asham is a set price. Lafuke Chatos. Tumas Mikdash v'Kedashav, excluding is Tumas Mikdash and Kedashav the Ola v'Yorehu. That depends on how rich you are. In other words, there is no Asham for Suffolk that would be an Ola v'Yorehu. Like what? Tumas Mikdash, Tumas Kedashav. I'm not sure if I went into the basement. I'm not sure. I don't know. I was going on a tour. I'm not sure if we went over there. We're not. I don't know. You bring an Asham for that? Does Rabbi Akiva know? Why? Because if you did it on purpose, not on purpose, if you know you did it for shogging, you'd bring an olav yored. There's no such thing as an asham by an olav yored. If it would be an olav yored, there is no asham. Okay? That's what he does. That's his comparison from asham to chatos.
For Rabbanon, the Rabbanon say like this. That goes hand in hand. In gzeir shava lemechza. Can't have a gzeir shava halfway. Look at Rashi. It's right there. In gzeir shava lemechza.
Just like we know that regarding this issue, Asher Minchatz is the same. What issue is that? The issue of
that you only bring a carbon chatos, a carbon asham for a set price.
So we also know you only have to do for karet. Once the gedera shava, the gedera shava goes all the way through. So Rabbi Akiva says, that I don't hold from. This I hold from. Because I can't have a Zer Shava like that.
Now, Rabbi Akiva knows that. Rabbi Akiva Nami in Zer Shava Lemesa.
He owes that also. But he says over here, I'm bound that other Pesukim tell me that.
Ain't a Chanami.
Of course I hold Zer Shava Lemesa. Of course I hold from that principle. You have to.
However, V'hacha Miflagi, Rabbi Akiva Tzavar, V'yamefesh Ksiv, Vav Mosef Al Inyan Rishon. Right?
He says, since the Vav is there, it teaches me that the Gzeir Shav only should be Lemesa. Normally it's not,
but it teaches me yet. Rabbanan Ami V'yam Nefesh. Rabbanan say,
The Rabbanon also hold of this im nefesh principle. The Rabbanon hold the pasuk says black and white im nefesh. So the Gemara says, so there should be an asham on a suffik meila. The Gemara says, lema b'haka miflagi. Let's say this is the machlokes. The Mar Savar, Rabbi Kiva hold hekish adif, and hekish is better. Umar Savar, Gerishava adif, and so they say, Gerishava is better. By the way, a hekish is a form of a Gerishava. It's a type of Gerishava. Gerishava is two words in two different places, teaching the same thing. A hekish are two words in the same place. Teaching, you know where hekish comes up a lot? By getting in Kedushin. They have hekish all the time. Just as an example, right? It says by getting in Kedushin, you marry her, you divorce, it all happens one part. All that law is a marriage, you learn from divorce. Star, this, that, it's all the same. So, what's better, a hekish or Zer Shavah? So that's what they're arguing about. Are they arguing about the issue above? No. That's what they're arguing about. Arguing about which one, is that what you want to tell me? Lo. Kuliyama hekish on. Everyone holds the hekish is better. Ami lach rabbanon, tachton hu de gama mi elyon, lo asham. The Kesef Shkalim. You know what it teaches you? That you know what we learn from the from the two different parashas? That you have to pay more for an Asham than you do for a Chata. Which, hashkafically, doesn't really make much sense. You want Shlo Dharma, don't say, well, you say, Chama Vadai, I gotta pay more for a Safik than for a Vadai. If I know Eta Chaylev, I gotta pay X. And if I'm not sure, I gotta pay more? I gotta bring an Asham for that? The hashkafah is, be careful, right? Be careful. How do you not know? What kind of free spirit are you? You don't know what you're eating? You don't know what you're putting in your mouth? It's even worse. Oh, you made a mistake. Happens all the time. People make mistakes. You don't even know if you made a mistake? What kind of person are you? Like, that's not hashkafah. It's unbelievable, right? Don't say, well, listen, if I did it on purpose, I'll pay. I don't even know I got to pay more. Absolutely I have to pay more. It shows that you're not in control of what you're doing. You're just like a hefker person. You pay more for that. What? Listen, it's all for show gig. No, we're not faulting you, but you got it. Tray food entered your body. How'd that happen? You're under stress. You were busy at work. All the excuses. They're all good excuses. I'm not saying they're not good. But at the end of the day, you weren't in control. You were not in control. A mistake happened. A mistake might have happened. You have to pay more for that. That's all. Now, ma'abad echatas bas danka. Echatas, you can pay 1/6, whatever that price is. Af seko asham bar danka. So to an asham also, you should pay only 1/6. Rabbi Akiva, high svarim in Ale. What does he learn this principle? Nafgale mi zos Torah ha'asham. Torah achas l'chol asham. All ashams are the same. There's no difference between ashams. Tinach manda isle Torah. That makes sense if you learn the word Torah. Manda isle Torah mehecha gamar. If you don't hold from this gzeir shav of Torah, where do you learn it from? Gamar be'erkecha be'erkecha. You learn it from be'erkecha be'erkecha. Tinach hecha dikse be'erkecha. That makes sense by the ashams where the word be'erkecha is mentioned. Asham shifcha charufa delotzive erkecha Michael Neymar, and the answer is gomer ba'ayil. It's Xerishava from Ayil. Okay? If you think that was crazy psukim flying around, wait till you get to the next bar, even worse. Next. Chatos Minolan the boy Tzofen. How do you know a chatos is in the north? How do you know that? So we said already. Dichsiv. Because it says, "V'shachar es hachatos b'makom ha'ola." You shecht the chatos in the place where you shecht the ola. Ashkechon shchita. By the way, Rashi says the pasuk is extra. Why? Because the pasuk says, "V'sam." Listen to this pasuk. It's in Vayikra Dalel Chavtes. V'samach es yado al rosh hachatos. The shachar as hachadas b'makom ha'ola. The tzamach as yado al rosh hachadas. The shachar as hachadas b'makom ha'ola. The other word chadas twice. That's your work. Does it teach you? that the shechita is in the north. Ashkechan shechita. Kabbalah Manoah. We'll talk about Kabbalah. It's there, but it says, V'lakachas kohor b'dam ha'chata. Mekabel atmo menolan. How do you know he has to do it himself? Right? That he also has to be in the north. He also has to be in the north. Amar ka, v'lakach lo, yikach. Ashkechan l'mitzvah. That makes sense. L'mitzvah. Now, in Kachim, it doesn't apply anywhere else. In Kachim, there's a source to do it, that you have to do it l'mitzvah. And then there's a source that you even have to do a b'di'evet. If you don't do it, even b'di'evet, it's no good. I need a special source for that. So I need two psukim to every single thing. One, that you have to do it like this, and two, that if you didn't do it like that, it's no good. Sometimes you say, b'di'evet, it's okay. But by kachim, if it says it a second time, there's no way around it. Ashkechan l'mitzvah. La'akev minayin. So the Gemara says, k'roch v'yitziv. It's another pasuk. It says, v'shachat oso b'makom ha-shishkan sa'ola. That pasuk is by the seir of a nasi. The chatas of a nasi. We're going to have four different sukkim here. Because there are four different pasuk. Yeah, there are four psukim. There's a pasuk by a regular chatas that says, b'makom asher tishchat ha'ola tishchat ha'chatas. There's a pasuk by the Nasi that says, "Bishachat oso b'makom asher yishchan es ha'ola." There's a pasuk by a regular yachid that says, "Bishachat es ha'chatas b'makom ha'ola." And there's a fourth pasuk that says, "Bishachat oso l'chatas b'makom asher yishchan es ha'ola." So there are four psukim that say, "Shech l'chatas v'yishech ha'ola." What do we need four psukim for? There we go. Now, "Bishachat oso b'makom asher yishchan es ha'ola." B'tanya. Hechad Ola v'shchata, with the Ola shechlin, b'tafun in the north. Avzu b'tafun, it's also in the north. V'chi mikan atalamad, that's the source. V'lok fanem, it already says, v'lokam asher tishchat ha'ola, tishchat ha'chatas. Halama yasa, why was it said again? L'kva lo makom, to make it b'dafka, b'dievet, sh'im lo shechlin, b'tafun, pasol. If you don't do it in the north, it's pasol. Again, there are four psukim, and we're going to learn something out from all four. The first, what should I teach you? Oh, Ata Omer Lekach Yatsa. You say it goes for that reason. Oena Ella Shazeh. Maybe it goes for this, which is a chatas yachid. Ton Tzafon, Beinachar Ton Tzafon. Maybe only that one needs north. Talmud Lomar, Bishachar Es Achatas Vakam Laola, Zeh Bara'ad L'chol Achatos. It only has to say it one time. Vinyanav means I say something one time, it applies every other time. Giotunos, Tafon, that it should require the north. And as Rashi says now, that Makor is rejected, but we're going to have to keep on going. Ashkechan, Seir, Nasi. Now I know it says, for Seir, Nasi, Bein, Lemitzvah, Bein, Lakin. Shachat, it's Nami, Ashkechan, Lemitzvah. Now every other chat, they also don't have to have it in the north. Lakev, Menolan. How do you know it's Lakev? It says, Bekisva. Viksiv, Bisseira. It says Bekisva, and it says Era. Again, there are four psukim. There's a chatas, a regular chatas. It says, "Makom asher tishchat ola tishchat chatas." You learn from there. All chatas need the north lechatzila. Then, by the carbon of a nasi, it says, "Shechted in the north, shechted like shechted the ola." What do we learn from there? We learn from there that it's ma'akev. Because the second time, it's ma'akev, except for the rare Yom Kippur and things like that. Then it says it a third time by a seir of a yachid. It says, Shechted Evi Shechted Ola. What do we learn from that? We learn from that, that's Yom Kippur and all those other strange ones. And it says it by a kevet. Also, Shechted Evi Shechted Ola. What do we learn from the fourth one? That's more Yom Kippur thing. Okay. Ella Oso Lamali. By one of them, by the seir of a nasi, it says the word Oso. What do I do with that? Mibayle Elikitatanya. Oso Batzafon. That's in the north. The ain seir nachshon b'tzafon, but the seir that nachshon brought that one time in history, the stomach, every other nothing also, that didn't have to be in the north. Betanya, v'samach yadol rosh haseir, l'rabo seir nachshon l'smicha. That it says an extra word over there, v'samach yadol rosh haseir. So we learned that even nachshon had to do smicha. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Shimon Omer, Rabbi Seirei Avodas Kochavim Lusmicha. Now he included a different thing. Talking at the Chirina, I would have thought, Hoel, Vish Rabu, Lusmicha. Sins were adding on Nachshol for Smicha. It's Rabu Nami Latafon. We're adding him on for Tafon also. Come on, Shmuel, don't think that. Ask the floor, Ravina, Hanichel of Yehuda. So Kasha only thinks according to Yehuda. Rav Shimon Michael Amemar, but according to Rav Shimon, he rejected the whole thing anyway. So again, why did it say Oso? I'm going to such a braid of Tuvi Loravina or Yehuda Minicha. But according to Yehuda, it doesn't make sense. Lamai is Rabbi is Rabbi. Lamai is lowest Rabbi, lowest Rabbi. Whatever we have a limud for, such as Smicha, good. Whatever we don't have a limud for, like Tafon, good. So Gemara says, V'chi tema ilo miyate kra. If not for the Mir, Havamina, I would have thought, Tehti v'binyanav. That is, it's v'binyanav anyway. In Cain, Smicha gufa tehti v'binyanav. And Smicha also is v'binyanav. I don't need a limud for that either. Ella, you know what? Not the whole thing with Nachshon doesn't apply. You know why? Midoros lo gamrina. Don't tell me about things that didn't only happen once in history. Well, I don't care what happened once in history. Hakanami, those local marina. Don't tell me about things that only happened once in history. That doesn't have any halachic significance to me. Tell me what happened every day. Ella, also betafon, the ain't shochet betafon. Oh, you know what it teaches you? The animal has to be in the north, but the shochet does not have to be in the north. Shochet, wait a minute. That din? Shochet, Rabbi Yechiya Nafka. I learned that from Yechiya already. Titania, Rabbi Yechiya Omer, Veshachar Oso Al Yerach HaMaseach Tzafona. Matam alom, I wanted to say that. Lefisha Matzidu Omer B'Tzafon U'Makabal B'Tzafon. You have to shechit in the Tzafon. You have to do Kabbalah B'Tzafon Im Amad B'Doro. If you're in the south, B'Kabal B'Tzafon, and you will do Kabbalah in the north. Puzzle, it's puzzle. Yachal Abzeh Kain. I would have thought the same thing's true by the Shochet. Tamad Lomar Oso. Oso b'tzafon, din shochet b'tzafon. So I know that already. Ella, oso b'tzafon. What does it mean, oso b'tzafon? What do I do with that oso? Why is it there? Oso b'tzafon. Animals in the north. The ain ben of b'tzafon, but birds don't have to be in the north. De tanya. Yachal ye ben of ta'on tzafon. I would think a bird has to be in the north. V'dinu, and it makes perfect sense. Ma ben stone, an animal. Shelo kavalo kohen. Kohen doesn't even have to do that. A Yisrael could do shechita. The kavalo tzafon. It has to be done in the north. So ben ov, a bird, shekavalo kohen. A Yisrael can't do malika. Only a kohen can. Eino did, shekavalo tzafon. Couldn't it be in the north? Hamad lamar, oso. Therefore it says oso. Says the Gemara, that can't be the lima. Do you know why? Mala ben tzon, shekavalo kli. But a tzon has to accept the blood of even kavalo in a kli. By a bird, there is no kabbalah. Because the whole bird gets smushed against the wall of the mizbeach. There is no kli. So the whole thing is different. You can't learn out that. Ella also b'tzafon v'peitach b'tzafon. How about this one? You have to be in the north, not a carbon peitach. Zitanya, Amar Rebbelezer b'Yakov Amar. Yachal yeh peitach ton tzafon. I would think peitach should be in the north. B'dinu, and it makes a lot of sense. Ma ola shekein lo kavol ozman. And ola keeps at any time of the year. V'shakitato kavol ozman. And has to be done in the north. So peitach, shekavol ozman, v'shakitato. Peitach only once a year. Ein adiv, shekavol ozman. Shouldn't it be in the north? Hamad Lamar also. Nah, Pesach doesn't have to be in the north. Says the Gemara, what kind of comparison is that? Mala Ola Shekin Kolil. Ola, the whole thing is burnt up. So it goes, well, Bichatos. We'll learn that from Chatos to be in the north. But Mala Chatos, Shekin Kaparitha Chai Vekmitos. What about Chatos is very different. You get a kapar for that. May Asham. What about Asham? Mala Asham, Shekin Kachi Kachim. What about Asham? Asham is Kachi Kachim. Says the Gemara, Mikula Nami Kachi Kachim. The whole thing is Kachi Kachim. You know what? We can't learn Pesach out anyway. So we're going to go backtrack. La'olam kidamina meikara. Really, like we said before. Oso b'tzafon. V'ein shochet b'tzafon. You have to be in the north, not the shochet. Aye. But the gagashala b'rjibachi and afkalon. But we learned that already. So the Gemara says, well, not really. Lav l'ma'ute shochet b'tzafon. Not to tell you that the shechita has to be, the shochet doesn't have to be in the north. Ela ein shochet b'tzafon. You're right. The Shochet does not have to be in the north. I have a Makabel b'tzafon. The Makabel must be in the north. That was why he emphasized it. The Shochet can do whatever he wants. He can have a very long knife. He can do the Shechit. It's no problem. The Makabel must be in the north. Aye, we know that already. Mikabel, Milakach, Milakach, Vilakach, Nafka. We know that already. Says the Gemara, Lakach, Vilakach, Lomash Malay. No, he didn't learn that drasha. Therefore, he needed the word oso. We have it from Rav Acha already. No, Rav Acha only spoke about the Shochet. That we know. What about the Kabbalah? Now, the Kabbalah must be in the north. We know that also. No, he didn't learn that Gushas. He didn't know it. Okay, like I said, today wasn't hard. It took him flying all over the place. And they had a Chumash going through each Pasuk. It would make a lot more sense, but it's the best we could do. What? If you didn't ask us, the new Chumash wouldn't be so hard. Exactly, exactly. All right, everyone have a good day, and we'll come here tomorrow.